This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For our series, Patient Files, we're going to meet a little boy who has one of the most extreme food allergies there is. We'll also meet his mom, who has to watch him like a hawk at all times.
My name is Amy Marzolino, and this is my son, August. August is going to be 3 in April, and when he turned 6 or 7 months, we found out that August has something called FPIES, food protein-induced enterocolitis syndrome. It boils down to his body not accepting food, so he can't eat. We found out when we tried to feed him. We knew when he was 6 weeks old that he had some food intolerance issues, and he was diagnosed with milk and soy protein intolerance. But when he turned 6 or 7 months and started showing an interest in food, we fed him, and he got really, really sick.
And the petals?
Yeah, so we fed him some carrots, and maybe 2 or 3 hours later, he just started to look sick. He looked pale, wasn't making eye contact with me, and then he just opened his mouth and started vomiting. And over the course of the next couple of hours, he continued to vomit. He had diarrhea, and took him a couple of days to recover from it. So he reacts to tap water. You know, we give him spring water, and he goes in the pool. If he drinks any water with the chlorine, he'll react to that. I have to watch him all the time. So, of course, I'm the mom who's running across the playground when somebody hands him a goldfish, and I'm reacting as though it's a handgun or something, and I look crazy. And that's just a necessary evil of paying attention to this. We're very lucky. He is, his primary source of nutrition comes from elemental formulas, and so he drinks that out of a bottle. We're thankful that he's continuing to drink it out of a bottle. A lot of kids end up needing tube feeds to get the amount of formula in that is required for their nutrition. August. Bring it here. Let me see. He eats apples, and lots of them. Thankfully, that's a pass for us. He can eat pears, and he can eat beef that we sourced from a butcher whose cows are not supplemented with soy. You know, the older he gets, the less time he spends sick, but I would say the first year of his life, he was so sick that his hands were curled in toward his stomach, and he developed torticollis because he was in pain so much, his head was turned all the time to try and, you know, guard himself against the belly pain.
Open it.
Okay, go ahead.
Whoa.
He's incredibly resilient. His personality is great. He's generally a very happy guy, and I think now that we've identified what things cause him pain, if we're careful, we can keep him comfortable. So there's kind of this magic third birthday that seems to be a turning point for a lot of kids. There's no empirical data to support a cure or prognosis, except that we know that many kids grow out of it.
Mommy. Mom, look. 1, 2, 3.
You know, I hope one day he can eat.
Seven.
I hope he can grow up without carrying the worry that I have for him about touching the mulch in the playground and just other things that are completely normal and fun and you know, like little things like having a birthday cake. I'd really like to get him a birthday cake someday.
Play this.
All right, buddy, let me get you. Let's get you something you can play.
Amy Marzolino and her son, August. He is almost 3 years old, and he has FPIES. That's a severe food allergy. We always love to hear your stories on our series, Patient Files. If you have something you want to talk about, let us know. Best way to get in touch with us is on Facebook at WHYY The Pulse.